Fans of the science fiction program Doctor Who have been finding what they want on the internet, but not always legally. In the past, the BBC would broadcast the show in the UK first, so eager fans in other countries, including the US, would download pirated copies. NPR's Netta Ulaby says the BBC now has a new strategy to combat illegal downloading. When the new season starts Saturday, it's going to be broadcast the same day all over the world.
Like a lot of Americans, 33-year-old Jefferson Eng started watching Doctor Who on public television when he was a little kid.
I can remember watching episodes on local Channel 17.
Doctor Who's come a long way from the rickety old zippers and costumes 1970s version. Today's slick reboot is vastly more accessible. And if you're into science fiction, really fun. Jefferson Eng's fondness for it brought him to a recent convention for pop culture fans, which is where I happened to meet him.
Do you ever download Doctor Who episodes?
Yes, I get it from the internet fairies, but I do also support watching it on BBC America. So.
The BBC used to favor British fans by broadcasting episodes in the UK first. Fans elsewhere used the internet fairies to make Doctor Who one of the most illegally downloaded shows in the world. It's easily in the top 20, according to a website called Torrent Freak, that follows what people download, often in violation of copyright.
The Doctor will see you now!
New Doctor Who episodes get downloaded, according to Torrent Freak, up to 200,000 times the week they come out, mostly in the US and Australia. That's because the BBC used to air Doctor Who episodes first in Britain. It did the same for a spin-off show, Torchwood, about hostile aliens.
We want 10% of the children of this world.
The wait for new episodes was unbearable for US fans. Enter the internet fairies.
You really do see huge spikes. We get it in Top Gear as well.
BBC America calls Perry Simon its general manager. That's British talk for president.
The more rabid the fan base, the bigger the piracy issue.
Of course, Simon emphasizes that fans are also getting their fix legally. Doctor Who is the third most popular show on iTunes, after Glee and Mad Men. But network research proves that BBC America has the unique problem of a disproportionately tech-savvy audience.
Percentage-wise, BBC America is number one in Twitter users of all networks, number two in blog writers.
And they know how to access the shows they want through digital media.
We consider this a high-class problem.
With a pragmatic, partial solution. Doctor Who's new season will premiere around the world all on the same day this coming weekend. It's a move designed to keep those bloody internet fairies at bay. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.